Monologue 6.
But everybody has his own way of going about it, and my way isn't your way, Alan, I know. But who's to say it isn't just as good in the end? Even so, I'll admit mine puts more of a strain on you. I mean, last time I had to go to bed for 2 days afterwards, I was so exhausted. And you don't get this continual nagging sense of guilt in the previous weeks that I get. Because whereas you're doing a bit every day in your orderly manner, I'm doing other things. But my mind isn't completely on them, you know. There's always a part that's a bit anxious. And then one day the anxiety suddenly turns to panic, and I have to go through the panic stage, which is horrifying. And then I start. 6 a.m. to midnight to begin with. A bit of time off for meals, of course, but less and less. And then the day before the first one, hardly any sleep at all. And like that until they're all finished. No pills, of course, don't believe in that sort of thing. Well, perhaps an occasional aspirin, but there's still 4 weeks, isn't there? So I'm off for the weekend. You would too if you knew someone like Katie. Well, no, perhaps you wouldn't. Now, by the way, I wouldn't mind having a look at your notes when you finish that. You haven't read it yet. Anyway, must be off now. Look, it's good of you to worry about me, but don't. I always have got through so far, haven't I? Bet you a meal at Jack's I get a distinction and you don't.